Chuck Lavelle plays keyboards for the Rolling Stones. But when he's not on the road, he spends his time on his plantation outside of Macon, Georgia, tending to some 2,500 acres of pine trees.
This is our tree farm here.
From this tranquil refuge of nature and wildlife, he sees these trees as a possible way to reduce our dependency on foreign oil.
The fact that we have such a wonderful resource as our forest and that we are looking for new markets gives us a lot of hope to be able to use our trees to make energy products, whether it's electricity, whether it's gasification processes that we're talking about, or whether it could be any manner of liquid fuels.
Cutting down trees and turning them into fuels might not seem like the greenest thing to do, but people like Jill Stuckey insist it is. Stuckey heads Georgia's Innovative Center for Energy and says there's no better source for clean fuel here than the state's 24 million acres of forest land.
We grow pine trees like Iowa grows corn, and it's a renewable source of energy.
Stuckey says trees grow faster and are more accessible in Georgia than any place else in the country.
It's a good thing because trees sequester carbon, and we harvest these trees and then plant new trees. So we're continuously replenishing our supply.
She says an acre of pine trees can yield about 7 tons of biomass per year. Biomass is basically any living thing that grows and then can be harvested. And that stuff can be used to make ethanol, electricity, and biodiesel. At a small factory down in Albany, Georgia, that's what John Tharp is making here. Tharp is a semi-retired electrical engineer and has designed a machine that converts pine tree chips into biodiesel. The fuel can be burned to power and heat homes and businesses.
We're using biomass. We make either an oil, a char, and then we also are looking now at making electrical energy. You can use it in any commercial burner, such as steam, producing steam, boilers, those types of things.
He's already begun selling his biodiesel technology to people around the world. So Tharp is making fuels for electricity and heat. Other companies are making plans to use trees to run our cars. Range Fuels is building the first-of-its-kind biofuels plant in Soperton, Georgia, which will convert wood chips into green transportation fuels, things like ethanol and methanol. Ron Barmore is the company's project development director. He says their facility is designed to produce upward of 100 million gallons of fuel a year.
Our belief is that we will be able to compete with fossil fuels with oil prices in the $70 to $80 a barrel range. We certainly think long-term that's a viable place to be.
And long-term sustainability is what tree farmers and environmentalists like Chuck Lavelle are looking for, not just for green energy, but for other reasons as well.
These trees, in the period that we plant them and that they're growing, are cleaning our air, they're cleaning our water, they're providing all this home and shelter for wildlife. That helps everyone.
More than 100 companies are looking at ways to use Georgia's trees in some form or another to produce greener, cleaner energy. For the Environment Report, I'm Susan Middleman.